My name is Kelly Mirage, and I'm Port Isabel ICE detained center. I've been detained like 8 months now. Yeah, I went to court one day. I went to court because I had a violation of a trespassing, right? And when I was in court, ICE picked me up. That happened in June of last year. And I never see back New York after that day because from the courtroom, they picked me up, they took me to Manhattan immigration. From immigration in Manhattan, I end up in Texas. That was it. So I'm on a hunger strike like 4 days now. I'm feeling a little weak, you know, and a little dizzy, and, you know, stuff like that. But I drink water, you know, like to keep my body a little bit active. And before I was on a hunger strike for 21 days, and they promised me to reduce my bond for me, and, you know, it never happened, you know. And so right now I'm on a hunger strike again because I wanted to reduce my bond because I am not mandatory detention and I don't have a criminal charge to be in immigration like this, you know. And most I have is a trespassing, and it's not a violation. It's not a misdemeanor. It's not a felony, you know. And that's the only reason that I'm doing this hunger strike, because I really want to get off of this place. I really cannot stay here no more. I'm really stressed out. I'm stressed out because I'm losing everything right now. And, like, I don't have the appetite, like to really eat. Like, I don't care anymore because, you know, like, I'm a wife, my kids are here, my wife is working. I'm losing everything, you know. I'm losing my apartment. I'm losing my vehicle, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And my daughter always asks me, Daddy, when you coming home? You know, my daughter is small. I cannot say, you know, I locked up. I told her I'm working late, you know. And when I come home in the nighttime, you know, I always hug you and give you a kiss, you know. But you don't see me because I was working, you know, stuff like that. You know, it stressed me out, you know. It hurt me a lot to know that, you know, my daughter always asked me, Daddy, when you coming home? So I reach a point like I don't care, you know.